This is All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Henry Epp. On June 1st, child care centers in Vermont will be able to open to all families for the first time since March. Since then, centers have only been allowed to care for children of essential workers. As those changes quickly went in place 2 months ago, I spoke to Sonia Raymond, the owner of Apple Tree Learning Centers in Stowe. She's also the executive director of the Vermont Association for the Education of Young Children. And at that point, Apple Tree was grappling with the new shutdown and preparing to scale back to care for only children of essential workers. So now that childcare centers are opening back up fully, we're checking back in with Sonia Raymond now. Sonia, thanks for being here.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Well, first, how have things gone these last 2 months? Were you able to adapt?
We were, absolutely. And, you know, it was a bit of a transition over a 2 to 3 week period. It took us a while to get in the groove with all the policies, new policies and procedures we had to put in place with getting staff up to speed and parents up to speed. But once we got in a groove, it was pretty smooth for the last 7-8 weeks.
And I understand now most of your families are returning after June 1st. What will be different at Apple Tree for children and for your staff?
Well, quite a bit will be different in terms of certainly how we manage the health and safety aspects of what we're doing on a day-to-day basis. It will be first how they drop off and pick up each day. Used to be, as I'm sure with every other program, that parents dropped off you know, in the classrooms of their children. So to avoid that, we are actually using all of our outside exits. They're also going to notice that all of the staff are wearing facial coverings, that we will be doing a wellness check. They will have their temperature taken, a series of questions about their health asked to determine that they're healthy to be here each day. Also, our cleaning routine is very different, and the parents are well aware of that. We have a system of rotation of toys and disinfection of toys. We have to clean all the surfaces touched frequently, and also we don't mix our groups at all anymore, and they can't share the playground or outdoor space or indoor space.
And for children, obviously it's difficult to keep young children apart and to have them be socially distanced. I mean, is that possible, or is that something you're even attempting to do at this point?
So with our older children, you know, preschool and particularly our summer camp children, we definitely are. We are not thinking, oh, they'll be 6 feet apart all day long. Of course, that probably won't be happening, but we are taking the opportunity to, you know, not do the types of activities that have them rolling and jumping all over and around each other. They also are capable of wearing masks. The smaller children under 2 don't need to wear them anyway, so that's a non-issue. It's probably our preschool group that's the most challenging, to be honest with you. A lot of them have a hard time keeping their hands off of it. A lot of times we've just had to say, never mind, and put it in their cubby because, honestly, they're spreading more germs with it than without it.
In terms of the financial side, obviously not having the normal payments from families the last couple months has an impact. How have the last 2 months affected your bottom line?
Well, I feel like pretty fortunate that we've come out fairly unscathed. It was very difficult to get the payments flowing.
These are from the state, money from the state.
Yeah.
To keep going.
Yeah. Being a new system, it took a while for everything to kick in and be done. We are fortunate that we took advantage of that program. So the only income that we weren't getting was from our after-school program. What we had to do, unfortunately, was lay those staff off, all but our director. But we're fortunate they are coming back to work in our summer program, most people. We will have a loss of about $20,000 when it's said and done. But I think, considering how bad it could be, we did okay.
Well, finally, Sonia, not all childcare centers have stayed open through all of this, as you have. So what would you tell operators of centers that have been closed for the last 2 months and are just now getting ready to open in this whole new way of operating during the pandemic?
I think I would say recommend that they talk to some of the folks that have been open just in terms of how they're doing things and how it's worked. I think it's a really scary concept to open if you haven't been open at this point. I think it feels very different for folks that have been closed for the last, 12 weeks to take on everything that we've been doing gradually over time. I think we really can be a good resource to each other at this time.
Sonia Raymond is the owner of Apple Tree Learning Centers in Stowe. She's also the executive director of the Vermont Association for the Education of Young Children. Sonia, thanks so much for the time.
You're very welcome, Henry. Thank you.